In Parshas Noach, there's something fascinating with regard to the Teva. The Teva was built. How was it made? Betzim, the Teva was made as a square. However, the Rebbe Shlom told them, "Ve'la'motech alenu milamalo." Then how should you make the top? The top of the Teva should come to an amo. It's not exactly clear the entire length was an amo or just the top was an amo. If somebody had to make a boat, look at any boat that's made, any cruise liner, any boat that's made. How is it made? The top is wide and the bottom is narrow. Here was exactly opposite. The bottom was wide and the top was narrow. The boat was totally upside down. What? The rain shouldn't go inside. But the reason why, from Lamai said, at the end of the day, the boat was made totally... There's a reason why they make boats that just narrow at the bottom. That shouldn't flip over, that shouldn't... What's the... So I was thinking, certainly the rayon is true, but then this is the kavan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But a lot of times when there's a marble outside, sometimes you have to do exactly fakir from what everybody else is doing. You have to do opposite. You talk have to be... sometimes you have to stand on your head. Your mamash have to do opposite of what everything else is doing. And this is something which is finds expression in many places in a person's life. That a lot of times a person is this is what Dalim does. Dalim I'll ask him though. Right? Everybody eats there. The mashal that people say, everybody eats there. Doesn't have a good hechsher? You don't really have to find out. That's just the mashal ba'alma. But it comes into a play in a lot of things. I lemais everybody does it. That's the Re'isi B'nai Aliyah V'Himuwatim that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said in Sukkah, the Gemara says, that we mentioned in the past. Re'isi B'nai Aliyah V'Himuwatim said Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Im Elefim, Ani Ubni Mehem. Im Meyahim, Ani Ubni Mehem. Said Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, if there's 1,000 B'nai Aliyah, Rabbi Eliezer, my son, and myself, we're from the 1,000. If there's 100, we're also from the 100. Im Shtayim Heim, Ani Ubni Heim. That's what the Gemara says. In Kimdumani, I think it's the Medrash or it's the Yerushalmi that says, "Vim echad hu anihu." Said Rishim Bar Yochai. At the end, the Shalos, what was Rishim Bar Yochai trying to say? What was he trying to do? It certainly wasn't trying to brag. What was the nekuda? What was the limud that Rishim Bar Yochai was trying to tell us when he said, "Rizi b'nei Ali l'vehim watim"? And if it's true, it's us. Kimdumani, I saw from Chatzko once that he said that he was coming to tell you that don't look around at everybody else and see what everybody else is doing. It could be that everybody else is I'm looking around and everybody else is doing XYZ and maybe we should really be doing ABC. There's 1,000 people, I'm going to make sure that I'm from the 2 people, my son and myself, we're going to make sure that we're from the people that are doing the ABC. And if it's only 100 people, we're going to be the ones. And if there's no one else, everybody outside, doesn't make a difference, we're going to be standing on our heads, we're going to be the ones that are doing different from everybody else, we're going to be doing the ABC. How does this play out? I think the first place that it plays out is Betzim, the whole Indian of a yeshiva. And really, it's houses like that. They say, Rav Hunter said, it was Masber, what's a yeshiva? He says that we find there's 2 types of buildings. And really we find that there's 2 tzivuyim in the Torah to build a building. 2 types of buildings. When a person walks into a building, what's the purpose of the building? Is the reason why he's walking in the building because he's running away from somebody else, so therefore he jumps into a building to save himself? But there's no real tayelis of going into the building. Or no, person has no, he's not trying to save himself from outside, there's something inside the building that he wants to do. Either he has somebody there that he wants to meet, or there's something that he has to take care of inside. It's the best thing we find in the Torah, 2 different types of buildings that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was metava to build. The first one is the Teva, and this week's Parsha, and the second one is the Mishkan. And there are the 2 different types of buildings. A Teva is to protect yourself from outside. Betzim, Noach didn't really have anything specific that he was going to the Teva for. Once he was there, he had to take care of certain things. But the purpose, maybe it was Chassid Yibane, that was the schos that he should be saved. But Be'etzem, the Teva was to save himself from the raging waters outside. Mashenge, the Mishkan, wasn't that way. You didn't go into the Mishkan to save yourself from the outside. The Mishkan was the Mokam of Aliyah, the Mokam to be Mitzchaber to Ribbono Shel Olam. A yeshiva is both. A yeshiva is both. That's what a yeshiva is. A yeshiva is the Teva and the Mishkan. It's a place that you're going to protect yourself from the outside, and it's a place that's also a place that you're going to be Nisale. It's a place that's going... That's why there's many stories that they have about Bachram that they... maybe should have gotten thrown out of yeshiva. They weren't doing exactly what they should have done. And they weren't being the Sala inside. But you still have the second reason. You still have the second time of that is protecting them from the outside. Who know what would be the outside? The Stipel has a shtickle in Chayerlam about this, actually. She says this, Yisrael. He says, what happens? He asked the question, what happens? That everybody has to go now, everybody learns now in Yeshiva. Everybody has to learn in Yeshiva now. He says, 50 years ago, it wasn't like this. Few and far between that we're learning in Yeshiva. Maybe it's ready now, 70 years ago. But few and far between. I mean, I know my father going to Yeshiva wasn't pushed at all. I feel like my grandfather was a rough. Wasn't pushed at all. He made him make a tkiyas kaf that he's not going to be able to support himself. He's going to have to... But he wasn't pushed b'chlal in those days to go to Yeshiva. But everybody has to do that because everybody needs at least to protect themselves from the outside. When they're in their formative years, they at least have to be able to protect themselves. They have to be able to grow also. But you need both of these aspects. And really, a person's house is that way as well. Even a person that's not in yeshiva all day. That's the one place that a person's teva is their house. Their house is the place where ani ubeisi navaris Hashem, like the pasuk says, it's a place where you can cut yourself off from everybody else and protect yourself. And it's also, you have your little cocoon, you have your little place where you could grow with your family in the way that you feel is the best way to grow. And you're not influenced by the outside influence. That's really what a person has to ensure. A person has to ensure that it could be that everybody else outside is doing things different than you, different than maybe should be done. But if you know that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want you to do that, then whether it's the type of foods you eat, whether it's the type of material they bring into your house, or the type of things that you do, the type of places that you go, the place, whatever it is. But if a person knows that that's not the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, then it doesn't make a difference how many people are doing it outside. You have to stand on your head. You have to stand on your head. What's it going to help? If little me stands on my head, one, two people, we're going to go connect the Zerem, we're going to go against the flow, what's going to be? Imagine Noach said that. We wouldn't be here today. It was a handful of people that Mimena Naftakol Haaretz, right? From Noach came the entire Bria. And we find this throughout Klal Yisrael. It was Yechidim that went connect the Zerem that were able to build in Torah or whatever it was, mitzvahs, whatever the Nekuda was. But people laughed at them and people, but at the end of the day, who was it? In Eretz Yisrael, the Panovich Rov, how many people laughed at him when he decided he built this, he bought a big plot of land in Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak in those days wasn't even a farm. It was like, there was nothing there. It was the boondocks by, and he bought a huge place and he's going to build a yeshiva on top of it. And they laughed at him. There's no people to learn in yeshiva. What are you doing? And he's Davi Yeshiva. So that's where all the rest of yeshivas came out from the next door. And that's where all, that's where... And in America, the same thing. Reb Aaron in America, and the others, the few and far between in America, they went connect the Zerem, and people laughed at them, and people laughed at them, and people laughed at them. And they didn't care. You're right. You can laugh. I'm doing different than everybody else. You're right. But this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. But Mela, that's the first Yisrael. The first Yisrael is that a person has to decide what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and what he knows the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And if he's not sure what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, then to ask and find out. But there's certain things that are very clear to a person that this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And to make sure that, you're right, everybody maybe is doing differently. There's many people that are doing differently, and there's a lot of pressure from the outside, and the flow is going against me. I'm going against the flow. Nevertheless, I'm going to stand on my head. That's the first thing. Not to care about what everybody else is doing. Then there's the flip side of the coin as well. Flip side of the coin as well is just an interesting story. I'll tell because it just happened recently. Somebody told me. He just finished Shas. Baruch Hashem. He said that his Rosh Yeshiva told him, he would tell everybody in the Yeshiva, he says that you have to have a tochnit to finish Shas. Yes, and do you have a tochnit? Do you have a plan to finish Shas? He says, I don't care if the plan is by the time you're 7 years old. It doesn't make a difference. You have to have some plan in your life that you're going to finish Shas. You have to have a plan. So, sweep under the carpet along with most of the other people in the Yeshiva, let's throw that on the carpet. At a certain point, something happened. He says, you know what? I'm going to take the... Wasn't long ago, a few years ago. He's like, I'm going to take this and this directive of my yeshiva to heart. He says, I'm going to go finish it. And sure enough, recently, the past 2 months, he just finished. He just finished Shas. It was Zeicha to be part of the Sima Shas, to join in. And he took it. Nobody else in his yeshiva did, at the end of the day. I can't say for sure. It could be that they're still on their way until they're 7 years old. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, he decided that I'm going to take it. I'm not going to be, you're right, sweep under the carpet, and none of that is going to connect himself as well, because as soon as the yeshiva told him, he ignored it. Until something happened that he decided, you know, he's going to take it. When a person hops onto something, and even if no one else is doing it, but lamaisa, you go far away. It was actually, interestingly enough, I was at another Sima Shas, a neighbor of mine made a Sima Shas. And it was just for family, but it was mamash my next door neighbor. And he invited me to come. It was this summer. So I came, and his father was speaking. His father said that you should just know, finishing shots, it seems like it's mamash a dream for many people that's unattainable. He says, if you learn two mishnayos a day, I think he said one mishnah a day. One mishnah a day, I think he said, he says after 13 years you'll be able to finish mishnayos. But what's only one mishnah a day? He says, but if you decide that you're taking it on and you're not going to get dissuaded by anybody else, then you'll do your thing, regardless of what anybody else outside says. That's the first side of the coin. The second side of the coin is the end of the parasha by the Migdal Bavel. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, let me go see what's going on. What did the Ribbono Shel Olam say? When he saw what they were doing, they all got together to build the Migdol. What did the Ribbono Shel Olam say? Hein am echad v'sof v'chas l'kulam. V'zeich ilom naseh. So what caused them to be able to start such a project? That they were am echad v'sof v'chas. That they were sof v'chas l'kulam. They were all joined together with one matar, with one plan, with one purpose. They were all united towards one final goal of building this Migdol. The Migdol says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'ato le'yibotzim yam kol asher yozmin la'aseh. If that's the case, then they're going to succeed in whatever they're doing. If we don't stop them, they're going to succeed in whatever they're doing. Sidi Balei Musar, Baal Bezer Shtikl Baal, as he says, that really they took this koyach l'ro. But this is a koyach, which is meant, this is the tachlis of the velt, really, is ve'yosu kulam aguda achas, l'asas yitzenchom. That the purpose is that everybody should get together to be over the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the purpose of a melech, to bring everybody together. And that's how it was in Klal Yisrael at the time of David and Shlomo. That's really the purpose, is to everybody should get together in their way, but to create one unit of Ovdei Hashem, of people that are trying to do things l'chavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they're taking this kayach and they're using it l'ra, but lo yibatzim kol asher yozmin la'aseh. That there's certainly going to be maseh what they're trying to do, because when you have achdus, there's nothing that you can't accomplish. There's nothing you won't be able to accomplish. And kol shekein midot hayavim meruba, certainly when a person has achdus, the amount that a person can be accomplished, ain't a daime, muat merubi ma'isim nesatera, le muat ma'isim nesatera, esatera, says Rashi in Bukh Goitai. So certainly the koyach, you're able to accomplish much more, not just when you have two people working together, it's not just that you're able to do double the amount, you're able to do triple the amount, four times the amount, you're able to do, when you have a whole group, certainly you're able to accomplish more. Certainly that's true with regard to a chaburo. When you have a chaburo, and the ilum is together, and the ilum is shagging together, and the ilum is being mefafel together, every person steigs in a way that he wouldn't be able to steig had he been by himself. You're able to be kreina in a way that you wouldn't be able to be kreina if you didn't have the oilum together with you. And the oilum affects together. The more, when the oilum is part of a chabura and nobody's leaving, nobody wants to be the first person to leave, as we always say, right? Which was, we'll speak about when we speak to just the chabura. But everybody is mashpia on the second person, and you're able to accomplish much more. The ilum, if the ilum is all together, the ilum is working together, then you're able to move more, you're able to accomplish more, you're able to understand better. Everything is able to, it's not just in Limud HaTorah, it's in all aspects of Avodas Hashem. When you have a group of working together on a Mido, you have a group of Chabur that's working together, that's a tremendous plea for Avodas Hashem. That's Samazai, everybody should really have a Chaburo, have some people to learn by yourself, to learn a Chabura. Certainly, even if you can learn by yourself, you should learn together with a Chabur. You have in Lakewood, you have the Boydadim, but the Boydadim are all put together with, you have to be part of a Chabur. Now, in the mirror, it's like that also, almost, just about. But to be part of a Chabur, to be part of something, to be part of Ovdei Hashem. Not to be menatik yourself. So Mitzad Echad, we have the first Chelek of, don't be worried about what everybody else is doing outside. That's when you know that what you're doing is right. Don't worry, don't be swayed by the people that are outside. Mitzad Sheni, if the Olam is being Ovdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you should take them together. Work with them together, and you'll be able to mitzliach in a way that you wouldn't be able to mitzliach if you were by yourself. Amosho ba'amo. This is not what you're supposed to be taking out of the vad, but it is a chelak that is extremely important, and it's an achrayas that everybody has. There is elections this coming week. Now, I don't speak about politics. I happen to hate politics with a passion. If somebody could once explain to me why people talk politics, in a way, something what's going to be, I would be indebted to them. Mamish, it's the biggest waste of time, and it makes absolutely no sense. Even if you like shooting the breeze, but it really makes no sense. I hate positive depression. This is nothing to do with politics. This is Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I speaking to Chutznikim? Almost nobody here could vote. And especially all the people that are hearing this that are in America, certainly they can't. Even if they could vote, they can't vote. So what am I saying? Because you have an achrayis, regardless of whether or not you can vote or you can't vote. You have an achrayis when the oilam is getting together to do something, to do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then you have to do, every person has to do what they could do. What could you do? If you could be much beyond somebody, terrific. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a different aspect. Do what you could do when everybody's getting together so you can't vote. But that doesn't mean you can't do anything. Do what you could do. Do what you could do. What could you do? What could I do on my side? I should go out and start convincing Israelis to go vote? No, that's what we can do. Say a capital tell him that they should be mitzvah. Who's gonna do more for the Marechet? Who's gonna do more? The person that's davening or the person that goes and gives the one vote? One vote, you have to go, 100%. But the Trila, certainly the Trila is very possibly even more. I know somebody that when he doesn't have money in the morning, he goes to where somebody's going around to give it tzedakah, he doesn't have money on him, he says a capital tell him that they should be matzliach. Such a nice he can't give the money, but at least I'll give him a Trila, they should be matzliach. Whether you take that or not, you can do this for anybody. You can do this for any. I'm helping out in the way that I can help out, and everybody should feel an achrayis. As I always say, you have to feel achrayis in Klal Yisrael. It's really Parshas Noach. It's a whole shtickle b'fnei atzmo. I'll take Kalach Arya just because it's so chashiv, and you have to know, especially for a winter's month. And to the end of last week's parasha, Noach matachin b'nei Hashem. Chaim says this foreigner is the lashon chanina matnas chinum. He got something that he didn't deserve. What didn't he deserve? To save his family, says this foreigner. He didn't deserve to save anybody else except his own skin. Why not? Because even though he gave everybody teichacha, he wasn't malamed them how to be over Kadosh Baruch Hu. He did the Sur Meirah, he didn't do the Asei Tzarif. He told them, what you're doing is terrible, so be malamed him. Avraham Avinu would have had his chus to save Sedoim because since he was a tzaddik that taught other people, as Nevesh Asu Bacharan, there's a reason to save a Rasha. Because if you save him, maybe the tzaddik will be mashmi on him. But in Noach's door, why should we save anybody else who doesn't deserve to be saved? Noach wasn't going to be mashpi on him. So he didn't deserve to save anybody else except for his own, except for himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Matnas Chinam that he saved his family. Says Rav Volbo, every bachur going into ninth grade, and every yid really has to know this, at the beginning of there, has to know that you have an achrayis for Klal Yisrael. What you're learning now is not just for yourself, it's to give it over to the next. You're not living in your own bubble. You're together with everybody else. You have an achrayis, what you're going to learn. Make sure that you have a tefisa on it. And you have to know going into winter's man, we're learning Hechaz Tefillah, probably the halachas that we're learning, Mir Tashem this man, are going to come up every single solitary day of your life. It could be some of them you know already. Could be. But every Mir Tashem, every single solitary day of your life, and a lot of them, you don't know. They'll come up. So to have a tefisa and to have it, and when somebody's going to ask you a question, to know what to do. To know, to be able to give it over. When your child, Mir Tashem, asks you, when your neighbor asks you, when somebody, to be able to give it over. A person has an achrayis. That's an achrayis in Torah, but an achrayis is in all aspects. An achrayis to use your koiches, to use your diyas, to use your cholitz for the klal and for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if you do, Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you do what you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to, Siyata Deshmaya, to do, be able to matzliach in the best possible way.